But first, to Donald Trump.
He's a war hero. He's a war hero because he was captured.
Well, no. First, to Rick Pluta, my co-host of It's Just Politics, here to talk Trump.
Hi, because what, we're the last two people not to?
Apparently that it just gets to a point where every single person is talking about him, so we're late adopters versus early adopters. We laid out an interesting hypothesis today, and it's just politics. It's getting a little bit of pushback, I think it's fair to say.
And we shall call it the Trump perverse benefit postulate.
We are working on an equation on a chalkboard. But this is the idea that Trump is actually performing something of a service for the Republican presidential field, right? Like, as he sucks up all of the media oxygen, including ours.
Right. Now, lesser recognized candidates, former Ohio Governor John Kasich, who just spent the weekend in Michigan, comes to mind. Mm-hmm. He might not appreciate that so much. But really, you know, there's a lot of attention being paid to these incendiary statements, polls, and all of that, when this is a time for organizing, getting out and speaking to Republican lunches and dinners, grassroots organizing.
Right, sort of like developing what your strategy, what your message is going to be, which all the other candidates...
At least the ones not named Jeb exclamation point.
Right, that all these other candidates are doing without fear that they're going to be some headline-grabbing gaffe because the spotlight is just too much on Trump.
I mean, and a lot of attention is being paid right now to Trump's standing in polls that just don't matter much. These are small sample sizes, high margins of error. People haven't really gotten to know the candidates yet, though.
Yeah, and we're kind of focused on this, but we should, of course, remember Iowa is still 6 months away. Michigan's primary, 7 months away.
Right. A lot of people hoping maybe Michigan is the one that seals the deal. This far out, poll watching might be an interesting parlor game, and certainly campaigns will use them as they pitch to donors, but they're really not a serious indicator right now of who is a serious candidate and who is not. In fact, before, you know, the 24-hour cable news cycle, and I use that in quotes, this would really be the quiet time for candidates to fundraise among the faithful and develop the infrastructure to deliver their message to the voters once they do start paying attention, and then deliver their voters to the polls come election day.
So this is our hypothesis, but is that really how GOP leaders are seeing things? I mean, there are some who are just really frustrated with Trump and everything he's saying.
And there is definitely, you know, a making lemonade out of lemons aspect to this interpretation. But if you want to look at who's serious, you know, here in Michigan, look who's doing stuff to build a Michigan campaign infrastructure. And we're talking there about Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Scott Walker, the aforementioned John Kasich, and Jeb Bush. As a matter of fact, you know, he'll have a big rollout probably before the Republicans' big Mackinac Island conference in September that will probably have a big rollout. And we all expect that Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette will emerge as the guy, you know, taking the helm of that operation.
But Trump is going to be at a Republican dinner in Birch Run mid next month,
which will get a lot of attention, of course. But will he leave then with the beginnings of a volunteer network, small and large donors, some political allies, party poobahs and elected officials who will deliver the Trump message, whatever that might be, on his behalf? Or will it just be a big show that's gone once they pull up the stakes in the circus tent?
And we will see if this kind of continues into September. As you mentioned, there's on Mackinac Island quite a few of the GOP presidential candidates set to attend the Republican Leadership Conference. Some big names: Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, Carly Fiorina, more candidates likely expected. Is there just sort of this feeling like, can Trump even make it that far to September? Like, how long does this go on for?
Well, I mean, he certainly has the money and the notoriety to remain a to remain a presence. I mean, the question is, how seriously will he be taken as more people, you know, look at these other candidates who have real political experience and making decisions on who they're going to support with their time, their effort, and their dollars.
And I think it's probably very fair to say that in those 7 months, when it is the Michigan primary,
Coming right out of a Super Tuesday when the field right now, you know, the field is being called the presidential Sweet 16, that we're going to see, you know, the first wave of drop-offs after Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. We'll see who's surviving coming out of Super Tuesday, and then whether Michigan is going to be the one that decides out of the last, you know, two or three who's going to move ahead, or will Michigan, you know, breathe new life into one of the challengers.
Which reminds me a lot of 2012, right, where it came down to Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney after months of us thinking Michigan wasn't going to be that important. Suddenly it was sort of like, and Michigan's is Romney's to win or else there's going to be some big issues for him.
And remember that there was a great deal of effort putting into gaming the rules here in Michigan to give Mitt Romney a statistical win after what was, as for all practical purposes, a tie in the Michigan primary.
Indeed. Lots to watch for. Rick Pluta, my co-host of It's Just Politics, talking Trump. Thanks.
You bet.